This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mueller's not done yet. And there was a storm over the correspondence dinner. Hey, hey, hey. Kate Delaney hanging with all of you here across this great country. America Tonight, the name of this show. So this is where we're going to kick it off. There was a comedian, one who you probably never heard of, but now you're going to know her name, Michelle Wolf. And the question is, did she cross the line at the White House correspondence dinner? And you say, who cares? Well, the president cared. He tweeted out that it's a bunch of fake news and the White House dinner, correspondence dinner is over, that kind of stuff. But here's the bottom line. She really went hard after Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who's unflappable. I mean, let's face it, she is. And she said a couple of really kind of, not kind of, she said some really below the kneecap comments. You know, where is that line when you're a comedian? So what she said was a reference to a really homely, ugly character that was on a popular series, The Handmaid's Tale. That was one of her jokes. And she, you know, talked about her eye makeup. And, you know, here's the thing. Some people would say, well, it's like a roast. That's why they do the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So that's what you would expect. You've got these journalists that are there, all these people that are there. And, you know, you're going to get jokes about those folks. That's what happens. And for her part, she came back and said, listen, I made jokes about Chris Christie, and I made a joke about a tree falling on Kellyanne Conway, and I made a bunch of other jokes, too. But because she's so high profile, they really stuck in the gut, I guess. And, I mean, here's the thing. She did what a comic would do. She's going to go for it. And she's just going to go for it. But, you know, does it... So she obliterates Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Does it do anything for her? Meaning, does that tank her career? Well, she's on Netflix. And I'll say it again. She's a comedian. And there are comedians that have been taken down, you know, if you think of Kathy Griffin and what her joke was about Donald Trump, that really just poof, that knocked her out. And now she's sort of making this comeback. In this case, this is the woman behind the mic who's handles the press and again is high profile. She's a Daily Show comedian, and she just let it rip. And this is what some people would say. If she was really boring and she was a bust, nobody would be talking about it. She would have bombed. But she was rough. And you know what's weird is because I swear Sarah Sanders can handle it, that she just kind of took it. You know what I mean? She's sitting right there. And I think she's unflappable in the White House, so it's interesting that it's interesting what's happened. And during the dinner, President Trump was holding a rally in Michigan, and then when he found out what was said, he commented, you know, he tweeted out on Sunday morning, and he said, while Washington, Michigan was a big success, Washington, D.C. just didn't work. Everyone's talking about the fact that the White House Correspondents' Dinner was a very big, boring bust. The so-called comedian really bombed. And then he put, at Greg Gutfeld should really host next year. He's on Fox. So, yeah, that was that. And I think that this is what happens at the White House Correspondents' Dinners. There's a flap. And then it flies away, right? And it does it stick to the comedian? Maybe not. unless she's playing some clubs around the country, then it may be, especially if she was opening now, but it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like she's doing this Netflix thing, and it's not a stand-up kind of routine, or she's not out there right now on the road doing stand-up. Okay, so let's talk about the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and what's going on. He's interested in asking the press a bunch of questions related to the 2016 campaign, and, of course, people who have been part of the president's personal life, business interactions, administration, all that kind of stuff. The topics involve questions about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, former FBI Director James Comey, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and any Russian coordination with his presidential campaign. Mueller is leading the investigation into, we know, Russian meddling in the election, and if there were any ties between Moscow and the Trump associates. Trump is denying collusion. He has. So a list of questions for Trump was obtained and reported in the New York Times on Monday. They condensed and paraphrased the questions. So here's what some of the questions, these are some of the questions. You ready? Here's the questions. What did you know about phone calls that Mr. Flynn made with the Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak in late December 2016? I was too busy trying to get elected. I have no recollection of what those phone calls were about. I don't know anything about phone calls. Then how about this? Regarding the decision to fire Mr. Comey, when was it made? Why? Who played a role? Me, myself, and I. Next question. What discussions did you have regarding terminating the special counsel? And what did you do when that consideration was reported in January 2018? I stayed on the pass line. I mean, really? So, it's interesting. The legal team created a dozen potential questions that he could be asked based on the topics that have been conveyed verbally to them. So, I mean, there you go. What are the answers to those questions? It's crazy. What's crazy is the amount of money we're spending on this. So, what happens, we get to the end, because, okay, here we are almost in June, right? We got May, so I won't skip over May, but we have May, then June. That's 6 months into 2018, peeps. I mean, listen, I went to Catholic school for a while, but I can still add, and I don't have to use my hands to add. So how long does this investigation go on? It's like costing us $1,000 a minute or something. I mean, great if there's something there. I don't care if the person's Republican, Democrat, what they are. But is this it's becoming like we're running around the maypole. It feels like that way to me. And I'm going to mark what I'm saying right here, right now. And we're going to go back to it. I'm going to say when the special counsel's done, there's not going to be an impeachment of the president. They're not going to have anything to take him down. That's it. There's not going to be anything there. And they're going to say there's no collusion. Okay, that's what I think. I do. We'll see where that ends up at the end of the year. Because my prediction is also this thing's going to get dragged out into the fall at least. Cha-ching. Mo money. Coming up next, Scott Wolf, a conversation with him on Forbes Books at Bedtime. Cool dude. I met him last week, he and his wife. Po' boys in New Orleans. Oh, you listen to New Orleans? Stay with us.
And the devils are really angels. Free me out.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
By now, all of you know how much I love New Orleans, and I've learned how to say it properly, by the way, so you can't make fun of my accent. I am thrilled to welcome to the show, he's in our virtual green room right now, Scott Wolf, or Poppy as he is known to some, those grandchildren, I think, running around New Orleans or outside of it. But what's really cool is he's got a restaurant where the tagline may be the best I've ever heard, America's Busiest Po' Boy Restaurant. And he has all kinds of accolades for, you know, what they're cooking up there, let me tell you, including 2017 GQ magazine, one of my favorite reads every time I go to the doctor, is the best restaurant to get this kind of great grub. Scott, and we've barely scratched the surface, and I have many more props to give you, but I want to get to this conversation because I was so thrilled. I met you in Austin just last week, and we were here for Forbes, one of their wonderful insiders forums, and we just happened to have a conversation, and then you started to tell me about your journey and this restaurant and Melba's, and I swear I know I've eaten there. I'm sure I have, right?
Well, you probably have. We can do 1,500 people per day through the site, and we get tourists from all over the country. You know, with VRBO and Airbnb and social media the way it is today, people are venturing outside of the tourist traps now and getting into the neighborhoods. So, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that you have been there before.
But here's the thing. So you've done this for 5 years, and you and I talk about numbers all the time, and you say you serve like 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys a day. Is that right?
No, not a day. We do 1,500 people a day, but we sell 5,000 to 6,000 po' boys per month.
Wow.
We sell all the foods in soul food. We're really kind of like the leader in soul food. We're one of the top 20 restaurants that are searched on TripAdvisor, Yelp, and Google for the New Orleans market.
Wow. So how did you get into this?
Well, my history goes back to when I was 19 years old, started a company called Wagner's Meat, who everyone in New Orleans knows about. Our slogan for Wagner's Meat was a chain of convenience stores was you can't beat Wagner's Meat. And we were very popular in New Orleans market up until Katrina, when Katrina had wiped out everything. So Melba's was just our second career. Well, it was a property development that I couldn't find a tenant for, and we put this little concept together, and we opened it up in 2012, and it's been skyrocketing ever since.
Wow. Did you ever think you would have parlayed a disaster of epic proportions, because that's what it was, Katrina, to so many businesses, into now what's been so successful in the restaurant business?
Well, Melba's really is a story from Katrina, because it was a building that was blighted and destroyed from Katrina and abandoned, had never been redeveloped. And when I put the Melba's concept together, I knew that we had to go back and get some of our core employees that we had at Wagner's Meat for the past 35 years. One person we reached out to was Lois Thomas, who has been our cook for a very, very long time. And she's from the Lower Ninth Ward, and she's a great cook and a great employee, great person. And we went searching for her. We had a customer come in at New Lois, and we said, because nobody had anyone else's phone number. Everybody got displaced, and you lost track of everyone. So this customer who knew us knew Lois, and got Lois on the telephone for me. And I said, Lois, I need you to come down. We opened up this new place. I want you to be my cook. And Lois said, Scott, I have this job up here, and I got married, and I'm, you know, kind of like settling up here. And I said, well, quit your job and come on down here, and we'll find you a place to live, and we'll set you up and everything. And she said, well, let me think about it. And about a month later, she called me back. She said, I'm leaving my husband. I'm coming down to New Orleans. And we set her up, and the rest has been history. Lois is the face of Melba's. She does all the TV commercials, and she's a local celebrity now in New Orleans. And we're all having a really good time this time.
I love that story. So when you first decide to do this, that was one of the moves you made. How do you get on the map? I mean, how do you get people to go in? How do you drive people? You obviously had a name because you had the market, et cetera.
Right.
So that had to be part of it. You obviously are from there. But what else did you have to do to drive people to you?
Sure. Well, New Orleans is actually a small town. It's only 350,000 people. When we had Wagner Meats, we had 10 locations around town. We served 20,000 people per day. So, and we had 300 employees. We did that for 35 years. So we know nearly everyone in the New Orleans market. So when they had discovered that the Wagner Meat people were behind the Melba's, and then we had a core group of management that was from the Wagner days, that word of mouth spread like fire. We did a great job with the food concept. We served great food. We did good service. And we have a great atmosphere. We just happen to have a great location as well. So we call it the crossroads of New Orleans, where we have a lot of culture comes together, where you get black and whites to sit down for lunch every day, enjoy each other's company, and then we get tourists through the social media. That's a game changer. The social media we didn't have in the Wagner Meat days. With social media, we're now able to cross-pollinate beyond our normal market, and that's what's bringing tourists to us these days.
Well, you said something interesting, especially where we are culturally. Mm-hmm. You said we have black and white people sitting together having conversation.
Yeah, that's I think the greatest thing that Melba's has achieved is, you know, on the news, and it seems like in politics, we're told that we hate each other, but at Melba's, when you come in, you don't see that. You see people who are actually in line with each other and forced to sit at each other's tables because of the size of the place, and everyone is having a great time. And that is what I think is the great experiment at Melba's. And when you walk in there, that's the shocking part, I think, to the public, is how is this occurring when we're supposed to hate each other.
Wow. 5 minutes from the French Quarter is where you are, and as you said, it was this wrecked building, abandoned building, because of what happened with Katrina. So pretty easy for people to find, and like you said, social media has really exploded, and that's how people have found you. So customer service has to be super important on your list besides the great cook and the great food.
It is. We have 45 employees, and we're open 24 hours, 7 days a week, which is not an easy thing to accomplish. So whenever you think of po' boys at late night, you know, we're one of the few places, quality places, safe places that you can go to and enjoy a New Orleans cuisine, soul food, the way your mama used to make it. And, you know, Katrina wiped out a lot of these places. 80% of all the corner stores and all the corner bars and all the corner hardwares were wiped out. So we were able to rebuild Melba's. it put back in play that comfort, that corner market where everybody would come and meet, and you could see the people that you knew and grew up with, and that's what we're getting. Additionally, 100,000 New Orleanians were dispersed that never came back. They went and lived in Houston and Alabama and Tennessee and Mississippi, and they're all over the country, but they have families still in New Orleans. So that's a new tourism market that is not the traditional tourist that comes to New Orleans. So when they come to New Orleans, they come see their family. They come more often. And when they come see their family, the family says, hey, we found this new place, just like the old days, and it's Malpas.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about you've got a couple of books cooking, actually, and speaking of cooking, one of them is a cookbook. Tell us about that.
That's right. We just finished our cookbook, whereby we have a lot of Lois's recipes and Melba's recipes and some of the recipes from my mother, who was a great cook as well. And it's going to press. We should have it by the end of the year. It'll be for sale on our website, for sale obviously in the store. It'll be a PDF version, a Kindle version, as well as a hard copy. And then we'll do a little book tour, and if we get ready to start a little cooking show where Lois is going to go on the local television station and do a once-a-month cook show. So we're all really excited about that, and it's good. It's a nice extension to our growth.
Okay, I'm an okay cook. Well, I'm a pretty lousy cook. Tell me something I could make from your cookbook to surprise my husband.
Stuffed bell peppers. You know, a lot of people don't make stuffed bell peppers at home, but it's a good New Orleans cuisine, and the way Lois has the recipe, it's just delicious and very easy to make as well.
Well, so you're going to hide that recipe from me. I'm going to have to get the book, right? Like everybody listening?
Yeah, you got to buy it. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. So tell me, with everything that you've learned, and because for people, again, listening in the audience, what's really cool about Scott is I spent some time with he and his wife, Jane, and I found out their story. How old were you when you got married, and how much education?
Well, Jane and I are from public schools. Well, actually, that's not true. Jane is a Catholic school, and I'm public school. And Jane and I are high school sweethearts. We got married. Jane was 15, and I was 17, and we had a young son who is obviously now grown up and has a family of his own. So neither Jane nor I had a formal education, but we were very entrepreneurial, and we actually acquired our first convenience store, which was named Wagner's, which is where the name came from, when I was 19 years old. And then we grew that to a chain of stores, and we actually retired in 2003 prior to Katrina. So this is our second career, and you know, we have just this one location, but we're really having fun with the community and a closer relationship with our employees. This one's fun this time around.
What a pleasure to spend some time with Scott and his wife, Jane Wolfe. I look forward to their book coming out in the near future with Forbes Books. And I'll tell you what, I also look forward to trying those po' boys at Melba's. Man, he had my mouth watering when he was talking about shrimp, and they were talking about roast beef, too, as well. Cannot wait for that. Looks like I might have to put a trip to New Orleans pretty soon on my schedule. Hang with us. Much more coming your way here on America Tonight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Pleased to welcome to the show Rusty Shelton. He's a senior marketing strategist for Advantage Forbes Books. I've watched this guy work magic, and I'm telling you, he's unbelievable. He looks like he's 23, and he's like already conquered half of the world of media, marketing, you know, you name it. And he's got this great new book coming out. In fact, he's the co-author of Authority Marketing, How to Leverage 7 Pillars of Thought Leadership to Make Competition Irrelevant. Oh, I want to do that with Adam Witte, and Mastering the New Media Landscape. Embrace the Micro Media Mindset as well was another one. And that debuted at number 2 on the Austin American Statesman bestseller list. I'm out of breath, and there's much more accomplishments I could get to. But let's get to Rusty. Hey, Rusty, thanks for hanging with us.
Thanks, Kate. What an awesome intro. I think that's the best I've ever gotten. Thanks for having me on.
I love that. So marketing, it's such, to me, it's an ambiguous kind of word that people misuse and people don't understand. And I think it's so much about strategies combined with that word marketing. And I believe you do, too, after seeing you in action and seeing your accomplishments. What is it about marketing that you need to know when you're looking for it?
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, it's even a dirty word. I think a lot of people, you say marketing, and the thoughts that come to mind are, you know, wasted marketing budgets or, you know, results that didn't match perhaps what they were hoping for. And so for a lot of people, marketing really, it almost means corporate branding, if you will, or let's create a great logo, let's do some advertising. And certainly those are things that connect back to marketing. But what we found is that in today's landscape, the thing that actually works much better than quote unquote marketing is really thinking more like the media. So leading with value, building thought leadership, and instead of trying to sell somebody, you're trying to market to somebody where you're trying to drive an immediate conversion. What we found is that the actual better way to approach marketing is to think more like the media, where you focus on building a relationship where somebody is looking to learn from you, and through the course of you educating them, teaching, being positioned as a thought leader or as an authority, what happens is you build affinity that attracts them to want to work with you at that point.
Yeah, and so that goes to your new book with Adam Witte that I mentioned, you know, Authority Marketing, How to Leverage 7 Pillars of Thought Leadership to Make Competition Irrelevant. So give us a sneak peek. How do we do that?
Yeah, so for us, we started looking at kind of the marketing PR space, and we started looking at, okay, what's working best right now? And we know in today's media landscape, the first place that most people are going to interact with you or your brand is not in person, it's not over the phone, it's online. It's page one of Google, it's your website. And so what we know is in that kind of first phase brand impression, in other words, before somebody walks in the door at your practice or before somebody walks in the door at your office, the way you're positioned either encourages them to give you a call or discourages them from giving you a call. And so what we looked at there was, okay, how do we position somebody as a thought leader or as an authority? If you think about most industries, Kate, you know, you've got almost 400,000 financial advisors out there. You've got hundreds of thousands of dentists. And so in terms of setting yourself apart or differentiating yourself from other quote-unquote experts, it's hard to do. There's lots of people with great degrees and great experience. And so what we looked at was, what are the things that accelerate the speed of trust? What are the things that differentiate you from competition? And we identified really 7 things, 7 pillars of authority marketing, which we can talk about here in a few minutes. But the biggest, in kind of looking at that first phase brand impression, Kate, is how do you associate yourself as a visible authority or visible thought leader? And we look at things like publishing a book, generating publicity opportunities, you know, being positioned as a speaker. And again, this goes back to, instead of being positioned as an operator or someone with something to sell or something to market, you're positioning yourself as an authority or a thought leader where your audience is actually looking to learn from you rather than having their guard up where they're expecting to be sold.
Wow, I love that. You're right, because having the guard up and expecting to be slammed by all kinds of sales puts, you see people's shoulders rusty, because I've sat in the front end and the back, they start to go up and it makes people creepy. But if you're teaching them, that's just absolutely brilliant. So what are the 7 pillars? How do you start this process for the people that are listening?
Sure, absolutely. So the 7 pillars of authority marketing are branding, lead generation, content marketing, PR and media, referral marketing, speaking, and events. So there's lots that go into each of these pillars, but for us, everything starts with that differentiated brand. And I think the key thing here, Kate, I'm sure a lot of people listening to this interview right now, when they think about marketing, for many of them, they think about corporate marketing. In other words, building the corporate brand. And one thing that we know is it takes a lot more impressions. It takes a lot more interactions to build affinity with a corporate brand. In other words, a generic logo or a generic corporate name. I've got to see that a lot more times to build affinity with that versus the individual authority within that corporate brand. And so, again, going back to the idea we talked about earlier, I'm expecting to learn from that CEO. I'm expecting to be educated. And so what I want to encourage your listeners to think a little bit about as it relates to that starting point, which is branding, is how much are they personally visible within marketing efforts for their company? Do they own, for example, their name as a website address, firstnamelastname.com? My encouragement would be anybody listening to this interview who doesn't own their name as a website address, starting point here, let's go out and grab that. And so much of that branding piece, Kate, is how do you build a brand as a personality, as an authority that's not ego-driven, that's not, you know, hey, look how awesome I am. Instead, what it is when somebody Googles you, when somebody's looking for information, you're positioned as a keynote speaker, as a published author, as somebody who's doing media, so that when somebody digs into your message, there's really that mission-driven element from there.
Yeah, wow. And, you know, it's interesting because this is what you do. This is what you do when it comes to your company, Shelton Interactive, what you started in 2010 and probably before that, with this forward thinking, so to speak, model, right? Whether it's digital marketing, public relations, all of that, integrating social media, websites, et cetera. And you've worked with some pretty big names, including Sully. And I've interviewed him, and what a great guy he is. What was it like to work with him?
Well, he's a fantastic guy, and he's a joy to work with. And you want to talk about somebody that totally personifies mission driven. It's him. And so for he and for others, Kate, you know, one of the things that we found early on, initially with the company, we were only working with authors. And it was interesting to watch companies, major companies, from Gallup and beyond, seeing how far they could get, how efficient it was for them to build visibility and thought leadership on the back of an author or a book versus kind of the traditional tens of millions of dollars that had to be pumped into corporate advertising. And so I think companies started to wake up to that, within the last 5 to 10 years. And so what's happening is not just on those, you know, kind of absolute upper echelon companies or Fortune 500s, but entrepreneurs, small businesses, we're starting to see, for example, we'll go back to the dentist example. If you've got a market where you've got 15 dentists, and one of those dentists is a published author, one of them does media, one of them is out in the community doing events and building thought leadership, and the others are focused on their corporate brands, that one dentist who's built his authority is playing a game nobody else knows is being played. And again, we found that to be a pretty effective way to approach marketing.
Yeah. Do you think it's also that, let's say people get to take a piece of you home because they can, especially if you're speaking, then they can go deeper into your book, into your thought leadership, into some of that learning, into those takeaways. There is something to that too, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, one of the great things about a book is that it allows you to educate your audience without you having to be there. So I know for a lot of leaders, for a lot of entrepreneurs, the thing that's most precious to them is their time. And the time that it takes one by one by one to educate people, when you can do it at scale with a book and you can do it before somebody walks in the door for that appointment with you, what happens is not only are they educated, but because they're coming in to see a published author, they're almost feeling fortunate to even get that meeting with you. And so it really changes everything. But the education side of it, to me, is one of the most important. And you talk about, Kate, for somebody who's built an audience that already knows and loves them. In other words, they've got a great thriving business. What a book does is it really empowers existing customers. It empowers people who already know and love them to go out and spread the message. A book is a really, really easy way to refer somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as the senior marketing strategist for Advantage Forbes Books, as I mentioned at the top, what's that been like for you? Because, boy, I'll tell you, you want to watch a company that's really exploding and exciting. It really is Advantage Forbes Books. What's that experience been like?
Yeah, thanks. It's been a lot of fun. One of the things that I love most about what we do is just the community of authors there and the ability to really share ideas, open doors for each other. That's been a big piece. But for a lot of the entrepreneurs and leaders and CEOs that work with us, one of the things that I've seen the book do is just change everything in terms of the way that they approach their marketing and the speed with which their business grows. And again, for a lot of CEOs, leaders, entrepreneurs, the last thing we want to do is promote ourselves. But what I've seen around the book is it actually makes a CEO or a leader more comfortable, because instead of leading with, hey, here's why we're so awesome, you're leading with knowledge. And whether somebody ever works with you or not, they're going to benefit. You make a much bigger impact with your message that way. And that's what gets me passionate about this is, you know, taking the ideas that right now are being shared one client by one client by one client for an entrepreneur, and you use a book and good content marketing and you share them at scale. And it's amazing how many people benefit when you take that approach.
Perfect place to end this. How to leverage authority marketing, how to leverage 7 pillars of thought leadership to make competition irrelevant. I love that title. Irrelevant. That's what we want. With Adam Witte, he's the co-author of that too as well. Rusty, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About goals. People talk about goals all the time, and then they sometimes make these big to-do lists, and then those to-do lists don't get done, and then some things get done on the list every once in a while. And I think people have trouble defining their goals for a myriad of reasons. So how perfect that my pal Dean Lindsay on the show, who has a great book out called How to Achieve Big Fat Goals. And he's written several other books, too, by the way. And he's a speaker, and I'll tell you what, he really delved into some of the reasons why people don't hit their goals and what you can do to hit some big, fat goals, and how do you do it with a lot of inspiration in between the pages of big, fat goals, how to achieve big, fat goals. Dean, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hey, thank you. And I must admit, I am right now achieving a big fat goal. I am on with Kate Delaney, so thank you very much.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. So here's the thing. Was I right on that? Because I feel like in my own life this has happened to me, and I've changed the way I think, but I've seen this all around me. I mean, even with some pretty successful people and then other people who keep finding themselves in a position where they're stuck. Is that what you found?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really a battle for what we choose to do with our time. And we're going to do something. So as I was looking at really goals and choices and actions, I really did try to do in Big Fat Goals, put together a thought process, a methodology to help people not so much set goals, but craft them and then continually be able to remind them not of the goal, but of the benefits behind that goal so that they gain the conviction to have the commitment to then continually to pursue their goals versus some other action.
Yeah, one of the things that you talk about is you've got the six rules of big fat goal crafting, and rule number one is one I completely believe in, that big fat goals are written and visualized. Has that made a difference in your life, and why do we need to do that?
Well, it absolutely has made a difference in my life, and I'm sure there's some listeners who would say, yeah, Dean, of course you put that in the book. Everybody talks about that. Well, and some of the other rules you just delve more into, how to write the goal in such a way that it propels you into positive action. But the part of that I really want to emphasize is the visualize. When we visualize the goal, it's not the achievement of the goal. It's not just visualizing it happening, but connecting to the feelings that we will be feeling when we achieve it. So it's almost like living it more than just visualizing it. It's the reason. Shakespeare says strong reasons make strong actions. So we gotta give ourselves strong reasons to take the strong actions, and to also, Kate, honor the fact that when we are getting pulled off and pursuing some other goal, because we're always pursuing some goal, whether it's big goal or emptying the bag of Doritos, that's a goal. I mean, it's interesting how a mortgage is a goal. It's interesting how we define what a goal is or not, you know. We're doing that for reasons as well. And in the book and in my terminology, it's internalized reasons that create movement. So we don't need to be reminded of our goal. We need to continually remind ourselves of the internalized reasons behind our goal. And so that's what Big Fat Goals tried to do, it doesn't try to compare with SMART goals or anything else. It's really a goal conviction book.
Yeah, and one of the things you talk about is you need to rephrase our goal statements, eliminating any negative words and using believable positive words. So give us some examples of that.
Well, don't remind yourself of past mistakes. So don't say stuff like, "What I don't do this," or "I will not do this anymore," but claim the positive. See, our brains are trippy. Our brains are complicated, but in truth, our brains want one thing, to be right. So whatever we continually say to ourselves, our brains are going to encourage us to take steps to make that true. So say what you do want, not what you don't want. Don't remind yourself of past mistakes. Claim the positive. And that's why I even call it goal crafting. And I'm almost thinking of using that as a, you know, like a craft, like a ship, you know, that it helps you take the voyage with you. Sometimes we write a goal and then we put it everywhere, and then it just upsets us because it just reminds us of past failures or stuff we're not doing. So craft the goal in such a way that it propels you into positive action. And positive action is the actions that you deem will take you towards achieving your big fat goals.
Yeah, and you know what, I so agree with that, and I think especially what you said there is so powerful for everybody who's listening to this, that you get upset, you get frustrated with yourself because if you can post it up everywhere, you just keep looking at it, and you're not doing anything to move the needle forward, and so therefore it becomes the opposite of that.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody, you don't forget you want to be skinny.
Yeah.
You forget about why you want to be skinny. See, there's benefits to being the ideal weight, but there's also benefits to Haagen-Dazs.
That's right. There is. And sometimes what you do, it's the opposite effect because of how you really switch on that negativity. And you're right, our brains are absolutely complicated. There's no question about that. So when people say, "Oh, Dean, you know, all this is really super good, but how do I get started? What should I do?"
Well, I put a little exercise in the book, and it's really kind of a vision exercise where you look at 15 and you kind of imagine, and it's a 5-minute exercise where you just kind of state of consciousness, write down anything and everything you want to have accomplished in 15 years, and then kind of rate those and look at them and then realize that I'm definitely proving that I'm not a motivational speaker with this statement. You cannot do and have it all. And in truth, you don't want to do and have it all. And so we must dig into our our own desires of what we want out of our lives, and then, you know, and get down to the things that are going to propel us forward. In the book, I lay out what I call the 6 P's of progress. Yes, ma'am.
Do you think, I'm listening to this, is really good stuff. Do you think that that's part of the problem, right? We think we, you know, this is the culture. You look at all these magazines, you look at all this, how great it seems like everyone's living this great life on Facebook, and we think we can have it all.
Yes, that is part of it. And it's, yeah, it has gotten worse, and we're, and we're measuring ourselves with other people's yardsticks, and we're looking what other people have or say they have, and we're saying, oh, that must be so nice. You know, it's a cliche. It's what's interesting about cliches is that they actually are true. The grass is always greener on the other side. You know, the people know that's a falsehood. It's the grass is never greener on the other side, or it looks like it's greener. In truth, the more time we can take in. The first action to take is gaining conviction. I know I'm sure every person you've interviewed has quoted Pat Benatar, so mm-hmm. I will too. With the power of conviction, there is no sacrifice.
Yeah.
With the power of conviction, there is no sacrifice. Well, that has so much built into that. A lot of times we think, oh, I'm doing this, so I don't get to do this. No, if you actually think what you're doing is the very best option, then it's those other ones aren't sacrifices. You're doing the very best option at that time. And when you start with the power of conviction, that's true belief. How do you gain the power of conviction? That is you selling and continually selling you on the benefits of your goals.
Wow, so that's so powerful to think about that. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the quotes in the book, and you have a lot of great quotes, but is Peter Drucker, where he says, what gets measured gets improved. So it's important to be able to do that in some way, because why? It makes you feel better, right, when you do it correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. That'd be daily progress. Progress is a small step forward. Take today's step. So, you know, Peter Drucker, I think in that small little quote there, talks about the importance, but from a tactical standpoint, but you just tapped into the other part that you actually can get daily benefit. Reaching a goal, you know, it's the journey, not the destination type stuff. It's patting yourself on the back. Not necessarily rewarding yourself, like it'd be like I'm going to get an ice cream or something, but, you know, just honoring the fact that you are, you know, continuing to make progress, and to also realize that it takes patience and persistence. And what patience and persistence mean, the needs, is that continued conviction.
Yeah, boy, so much wisdom in all of this. So how to achieve big fat goals, Dean Lindsay. Quickly, how do people pick up the book?
Oh, DeanLindsay.com. That's DeanLindsay.com. And then there's this thing. You're at Amazon thing. It's all this big. It's going to be a winner. That thing, you mark my words, that Amazon.
Amazon.
That's going to be
something. Yeah,
Amazon.com.
Amazon.com. All right, Dean, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Kate Delaney.
I see that one.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.